A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the importance of raising an altar of prayers. What makes it very important? And we have seen that it is important because a man only succeeds either by belonging to a secret God or dwelling in the secret place. We also saw that God makes his men in the secret. Men are made. God makes his men in the secret. We also saw that prayer is a doorway to the supernatural. And we said, a man who does not know God's presence will likely be a slave to fear. It is important for us to note that and understand these following truths about prayer. Understand the following truths about prayers. Truth number one, there will be times in life when it will become difficult to stand. So when it is difficult to stand, kneel. Kneel, pray when it is difficult to stand. In Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 10, we read the story of Daniel, how he prayed three times a day. That scripture says, and when Daniel saw that the writing had been signed, what was the writing? It was a writing that no request must be made to any other god other than the king for 30 days. And so in the kingdom, it was a difficult time for anybody to stand. But Daniel stood on his knees. He stood on his knees. When it is difficult to stand, please kneel. When there are issues in your life or around you that makes standing difficult, that makes it tough for others or for men to stand, that, apart from other times, is the time to kneel. Kneel when it is difficult to stand. Don't forget, always kneel when it is difficult to stand. Secondly, you stand taller on your knees. These are truths about prayer. A man stands taller on his knees. You are taller than your circumstances. You are taller than your situation on your knees. If you must grow tall in life and destiny, you must be a man of your knees. Kneel to pray. Kneel to commune with God in the place of prayers. You stand taller on your knees. You stand taller than your circumstances. You stand taller than your situation. You stand taller than your enemies. And so you stand tall. If you want to be tall or taller than your circumstances and situations, then learn to kneel. Truth number three, prayer is one of the ways to build spiritual stamina, to build spiritual strength and capacity. Prayer, it is one of the ways to build spiritual strength and to build spiritual capacity. So spend time to pray. The longer you stay in the presence of God, in the place of prayers, the stronger you become. When Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God with prayers and fasting, he came back glowing in spiritual strength and power. The power of God was so evident upon him, so manifest in glory, that the people could not behold his face. And of course, he had to veil. Moses was veiled before he could speak to the people. The glory was super much. And so if you want to build spiritual strength and spiritual stamina, spend time with God. It is one of the secrets of prayer. It is one of truths about prayer. Your spiritual strength is built, spiritual stamina is built in the place of prayers, on the prayer altar. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20, the Bible says, building up yourself on your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost. You've got to build up yourself on your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Ghost. It is a major truth about prayers, a major truth about the presence of the Most High God, the secret place of prayers. Build up your spiritual strength, build up your spiritual maturity and capacity in the place of prayers. Truth number four, the longer you stay in the secret place on the prayer altars, the weaker your temptations become. Man's temptation becomes weak or weaker when he stays in the presence of the Lord. And that's why that hymn writer says, temptations lose their power when you are near. When God is near, temptations lose his power. And don't forget, God does not go anywhere. He does not move. He does not change position. It is men who change. We are the ones that change, that alter our position with God. God does not alter his position. And so the longer you stay in the presence of God, in the place of prayer, the weaker your temptations and challenges become. Everybody goes through temptation in life. Don't forget what James said. Every man is tempted when he is drawn of his own lust and enticed. Everyone has his own lust, and everyone will be tempted. Everyone is being tempted, and everyone is drawn away by his own lust. But a man whose prayer altar is strong, who spends time in the place of prayer, in the presence of God, will stand strong against the challenges and the temptations of life. Temptations lose their power when you are in the presence of God. When you are closer to God, your temptations lose their power. That is another truth about the prayer altar. Temptations lose their power when you are closer to God in the place of prayers on your prayer altar. Truth number five. God is willing and ever ready to hear and answer our prayers. You must note that God is ever willing and ever ready to hear and to answer your prayers. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and verse number 8. The scripture says we should ask and it shall be given unto us. We should seek and we shall find, and that we should knock and the door shall be opened. Whoever asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door shall be open. God is willing. He is ever ready to hear and to answer our prayers. And finally, when prayers remain unanswered, it is either the praying person is praying wrongly or the wrong person is praying. The praying person may be wrongly praying, and if the praying person is praying wrongly, there will be no answer to the prayers. Or if the wrong person is praying. How can a wrong person pray? Who is that wrong person? A person who has no relationship with God through Christ Jesus our Lord is the wrong person that is praying. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to God. A sinner primarily is not the man who has committed sin here, but the man who has not accepted or received the finished work of grace on the cross of Calvary. The man who has not accepted Jesus and his death and his resurrection as the total sacrifice and payment for his sins. That is the sinner. A man who has not confessed his sin. That is the man, the wrong person who is praying. So when prayers remain unanswered, it is either the praying person is praying wrongly or the wrong person is praying. I believe you are not a wrong person praying, and I want to encourage you, a praying person, not to pray wrongly. And the Lord will hear and answer our prayers in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, when things are hard, when circumstances are tough, help me to remember my prayer altar. And let things turn around for good for me in the name of Jesus. Let me not depart from my altar of prayers. And let things turn around for good for me in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that in difficult times, when it is difficult for men to stand, help me to always remain in my secret place. Help me to remain a man of his knees. Help me, O God, and let there be a change to the situation. Let there be a turnaround to my circumstances as I kneel to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. What are the challenges or difficulties confronting you at the moment? I'd like you to go on your knees and pray and say, Father, I stand taller today than these challenges, than these problems, than these situations, than these circumstances in my life. I stand taller than these today. I rise up from this place of prayers above these challenges, above these difficulties, above these troubles in the name of Jesus. I suggest you pray this prayer on your knees. Father, I stand taller. I mentioned those difficulties to God. I stand taller than these problems, than these difficulties, than these challenges. I stand taller than these problems today in the name of Jesus. I bend my knees before you, the maker of the heavens and the earth. And I stand taller from this place of prayer than these challenges, than this barrenness, than this delay. today than this joblessness. I stand taller than all these challenges and problems in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray and say, Father, I need you every hour. Stay close nearby and let temptations lose their power in the name of Jesus. I need you every hour, O God. I need you every hour. Stay close nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. In Jesus' precious name, I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will be close to you as you stay with him in the place of prayer, in your secret place, that the Lord will cause your strength to be built, your built spiritual capacity. I pray that today you stand taller than the challenges and the difficulties of your life. I ask that the hand of the Lord will lift you above them. I pray when it is difficult to stand, that as you go on your knees, the Lord will strengthen you and make you firm on your feet. You will be immovable. You will be firm. You will always abound in the works of the Lord. And I pray that the winds of life, the vicissitudes of life, will not blow you away in the name of Jesus. The Lord will always give you total victory over the challenges of life. Go out and overcome and win. Go out and succeed and excel in Jesus' precious name. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, you can join our service at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, you can join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko. Time is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. And for your question, your comment, your counseling need, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.